晚安。
First of all, Linda and I want to thank you for your gracious kindness to invite us to be with you.
首先，我和我的姊妹愿意，感谢弟兄姊妹能够邀请我们来到你们当中。
Joe and Wu have been so gracious in their hospitality.
韩弟兄和周姊妹对待我们很好。
And the girls were kind enough to lend their bed to us.
他的女儿乐意把他们的房间来借给我们用。
So we're thankful to be here with you, brothers and sisters.
So 为着能够和弟兄姊妹们在一起，我们实在是感谢赞美神。
There are a number of faces that are familiar to me from the family conferences.
有些人呢，我很面熟，因为从这个在 Richmond 的这个退休会里面见到过他们。
Now, if I don't remember your name, please forgive me in advance.
如果不记得你们名字的话，请你们原谅我。
But it's good to be with you.
和你们同在是非常的美好。
We bring love from the saints in Richmond to you.
我为着在 Richmond 的弟兄姊妹们向你们问安。
And we trust the Lord will build His church here and in Richmond.
我们相信神在 Richmond 或者在这里要建立他的聚会。
So I'd like to ask you to turn to Romans 8.
请弟兄姊妹翻开罗马书第八章。
We'll be looking at verses 31 to 39 this weekend.
我们来分享这个周末的从31节到39节。
These are very important verses in the Word of God.
这一段圣经是在神的话中非常重要的一段。
But I think these words are incredibly powerful.
这些话语是充满着能力。
And I hope at the end of this weekend we'll have a deeper appreciation for these words.
我想说这个周末之后呢，我们对这段经文能有更深的体会。
I'll read one verse and then our brother will read and we'll do like that.
我念一句，我的弟兄翻译一句。
Since this is my first time here, Joe has the right to correct anything I say and get it right, so...
因为我第一次来这里，所以这个韩弟兄呢可以改正我所说的一切。
Verse
31. 第三十一节。
What shall we say then? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
即使这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
Who is he that condemns? It is Christ who has died, but rather has been also raised up, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？
According as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We have been reckoned as sheep for slaughter.
如记上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
But in all these things we more than conquer through him that loved us.
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come,
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是高处的,是低处的,是别的受造之物,都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝,这爱是在我们的主耶稣,基督耶稣里的。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we're so grateful that we have your word.
主,我们为着你的话语来感谢你。
We're so dependent as we read your word.
我们何等需要你,当我们读你的话语的时候。
We remember those words of Peter.
我们想到彼得的话。
When you challenged them and said, will you also go?
你问他们说,你们也要离开我吗?
And he said, to whom shall we go?
彼得回答说,我们还跟随谁呢?
Thou hast the words of eternal life.
你有永生的话语。
Lord, unless you speak.
主啊,除非你说话。
Lord, unless you anoint.
除非你来用恩膏膏抹我们。
They'll just be words.
我们剩下的只有字句而已。
We pray for an anointing from above.
我们为着这恩膏的教训来祷告。
To fall upon me and my brother.
使我和我翻译的弟兄能够受这个恩膏。
To fall upon everyone in this room.
使你的恩膏也落在每个在我们中间的弟兄姊妹们。
That we would hear together what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们能够在这里听见圣灵向众教会所说的话。
Lord, open our ears.
主啊,求你开通我们的耳朵。
And Lord, bless your word.
愿你祝福你自己的话。
For we ask it together in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
我们靠着宝贵的耶稣基督的名,为着在一起一同祈求。Amen.
Amen. Well, these verses at the close of Romans chapter 8 have been on my heart for some time.
第八章的最后这一段经文呢,在我的心中有了一段时间。
As I began meditating on these verses, it made a deeper and deepening impression upon me.
当我在默想这些话语的时候, 我的心里面就有越来越清楚的一个负担。
And the more I meditated, the deeper the impression became.
当我默想的越多, 我自己对里面的感触就越多。
I think these nine verses are very special in Scripture.
我觉得这九节经文呢,在圣经当中是非常特殊的。
There seems to be something of a depth in these verses.
在这些经文里面,你好像能感觉到那个深处。
That we don't necessarily encounter everywhere.
我们在别的地方可能找不到这样的深度。
I think these verses are sort of a divine closing argument.
我觉得这些话语像这个神圣的结局,结尾。
I don't know if there are any lawyers in the room this evening.
我不晓得我们当中有没有律师。
But they know what I mean when I say closing argument.
但是弟兄姊妹知道是我说的这个律师所做的结尾在法庭上。
In a legal case, the closing argument is a very important thing.
在那个法院里面,那个律师所做的结论是非常重要的。
What you do in a closing argument is the summary of the whole case.
在律师做的结论里面,你把整个案件的最精华来说出来。
So when we read these nine verses at the close of chapter 8, it's the summary of God's whole case.
我们在九节经文里面,在第八章最后这一段九节经文里面,我们看到神来对于这个整个的情形来做一个结论。
We're only halfway through the book of Romans.
这个第八章是罗马书的一半。
Yet God thought it so important
但神觉得这一段太重要了,
that the Holy Spirit does this glorious divine closing argument.
圣灵在这里做出一个非常奇妙的结论,
to sum up everything that went before.
来为着他所提的,在以前所提到的所有的事来做一个总结。
You know, in a court of law, it's man's argument.
我们到在这个法院里面是人的结论。It's
man's summary at the end to say this is what's important.
在 法院里面人说这些是重要点。
But brothers and sisters, here this is God's argument in the end.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们所听见的是神所结的结论。
This is God's conclusion in the end.
神为他所说的话做了个结论。
And when you look at Romans, you can sort of look at it in three sections generally.
在读罗马书的时候，你可以把它分成三段。
We have Romans 1 through 8.
我们看到第一段是从罗马书第一章到第八章。
And there's an ending at Romans 1 through 8.
我们看到的是那个第八章第一节到第八章的一个结局。
And these nine verses are that grand ending.
我们看到这个第九节圣经是在这一段的一个非常荣耀的结局。
And then we go to the next section, which is Romans 9 to 11.
第二段是从第九章到十一章。
That deals with divine election in Israel.
那么在那里提到这个以色列人的拣选。
And then we go to the last section of the book of Romans.
那最后一段呢
That's chapter 12 through verse 16.
是从第十二章到第十六章。
I think that's a very important section of Romans as well.
我觉得那段经文呢也是非常重要的。
All of you are familiar with the verse in Romans 12 verse 1.
每个人都记得罗马书十二章的第一节。
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. That you... Go ahead, brother.
我以神诸般的怜悯劝你们。
To present your bodies a living sacrifice.
将身体献上当作活祭
Holy, acceptable to God
是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
Which is your intelligent service
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
Or as the old authorized version puts it Your reasonable service
在旧的这个签订版呢是说到是理所当然的侍奉
In this last section of Romans
在最后这一段的经文里
We are so compelled to respond.
我们呢就来我们就被这个有一个迫切要对神的恩典有一个回应。
The Holy Spirit so moves us to respond.
圣灵在我们里面催促我们来回应。
That the only reasonable thing you can do is give yourselves a living sacrifice.
那么最理所当然的事我们能做的就是能够把身体献上当作活祭。
So these are the three general ways to break down the book of Romans.
所以我们看到罗马书呢通常是这样分成三段的。
We're dealing with the end of the first part.
我们今天所要交通的呢是第一段的最后的结尾。
Now the first part of Romans is God's case that is made.
我们第一段的这个整个经文呢乃是说到神在我们面前所呈现的案子。
It's God's case for the gospel.
神为着福音所呈现的案子。
It's God's case both against man and for man.
在神就所呈现的案子里面他一边是抵挡我们一边是为我们辩论。
And when you come to the very end of Romans chapter 8, it's God's case for his purpose for man.
我们到了这一段的结尾的时候，我们看到神告诉我们他的目的乃是为着我们好。
And then this grand and marvelous nine verses that the Holy Spirit didn't have to give us.
我们知道这最后一段这个九节经文，圣灵其实不需要告诉我们。
That's why I call this the divine closing argument.
我们知道，所以呢，我叫它是一个神圣的结论。
Now, again, let me go back to this parallel of the court case.
让我用这个法庭里面的辩论来做一个比喻。
In a human court, there are three elements.
在人的法院里面有三个事情。
That's the opening statement, it's called.
第一个是开场白。
That is what is going to be proved.
他要呈现说他想要证明的东西是什么?
And then all the evidence is put out following the opening statement.
开始坦白以后呢，就把所有的证据要来呈现在法庭里。
And then we come to the end and we have the closing argument.
那到最后呢，就有一个结论的时候。
Now the whole purpose of the closing argument is to persuade.
那个做结论的重大的一个最重要的目的乃是来说服。
In a human court.
在人的法院里,
or in the divine court.
在神圣的神的法庭里,
the purpose of the closing argument is always to persuade.
做结论乃是为了说服。
So when you get to verse 38 in our text,
在38节里,
it begins with, "For I am persuaded."
他这边说, 因为我深信,
that's the whole point.
这是整个结论的一个目的。
Man wants to prove his case.
人在法庭里要证明他的案件。
But even more importantly, God wants to prove his case.
更重要的是神在这里来证明他所提出来的证据。
Now in a defense case,
在那法庭里,
what all they try to do is produce reasonable doubt.
你要这个建立起一个合理的怀疑。
But in God's case, it's quite different.
但神的案件是不同的。
He is not trying to produce reasonable doubt.
他不是要来呈现这个合理的怀疑。
What he's trying to do is produce unwavering faith.
他乃是要呈现那个不能够摇动的信心。
This argument is so grand.
因为神所呈现的证据是太伟大了。
This argument is so colossal.
太浩大了。
This argument is so full.
充满着这个智慧,
that in the end, by the Spirit of God, our only response should be, "I am persuaded."
到最后呢，我们里面呢，只能这样做一个结论，就是我深信。
The power of the closing argument can make a difference.
我们知道怎样做结论呢，影响整个案子。
Some of you may know this is the 20th anniversary of the trial of the century.
我们知道这个今年是。 世纪大审判的20年的纪念日。
Some of you may not know what I'm talking about.
可能在座的有些人不太晓得我讲的是什么。
O.J. Simpson was, his trial was called the trial of the century.
那有一个人体育员呢，他进法庭里面，他的那个法案呢，叫做世纪大审判。
He was on trial in court for the murder of his wife in 1995 and her friend. You may remember that.
你记得1995年呢，他在法庭里面是为了辩护那个谋杀他妻子的案子。
And the thing about this trial is it captivated the nation.
在这个案件的整个过程里啊，整全国都被吸引到这个案件里面的发展。
Not only did it captivate a nation.
不但这个案子啊，是整全国的子民呐、啊、都来注意他。
It divided the nation，
并且呢，他也使这个全国的子民分开了，分离了。
And unfortunately, it divided the nation along racial lines。
不幸的是，他是按照这种族来分离这个国家。
And here's the point, and the only point I want you to remember。
我只想来提到一点。
Well, now, I personally believe O.J. Simpson was totally guilty. That's not the point.
我自己个人觉得呢, O.J. Simpson 是有罪的。
It was the power of the closing argument that changed everything in that trial.
但是这只是我个人的意见。但是那个他们律师怎样最后做的结论呢，这影响整个案子的结果。
O.J.'s lawyers were called the Dream Team, not a basketball team, but the Dream Team. Of lawyers.
那这位运动员的他的律师团呢，成为这个梦想的律师团。
And I'm not sure where Johnny Cochran got this inspiration from.
我不知道启动这个律师啊，从哪里得到这个灵感。
But the lead lawyer took the stocking cap supposedly from the killer.
他们从这个stocking cap.
How do you say that in Chinese? A skull cap? How would you say that? Just
like me.
He put it on and he said these infamous words, if it doesn't fit, if it don't fit, you must acquit.
他就说假如是那个他的手啊不适合那个手套不适合他的手那么你必须要当判他无罪。
And maybe that's not good English, but that's what he said.
可能这不是好的英文，但是呢，这个是他所说的话。
And then he took the glove of the killer and he pulled it on his hand and pulled and pulled and pulled.
他就在那个法庭里面就拿那个沾有血的手套呢，想要用力的来勉强的套在他自己手里。
And this was the power of the closing argument.
这是他所做的最有能力的结论。
He said, if it don't fit,
如果我带不进去,
you must acquit.
那你必须要判他无罪。
This guilty man walked free.
这个有罪的人呢, 被无罪的释放了。
Now, the only reason I tell you that illustration is to illustrate, more importantly, the power of God's closing argument.
我用这个来表明啊, 神在这里所做的结论是何等的重要。
Everybody said that trial of the century is the most powerful closing argument there ever was.
所以有人很多人说这个世纪大审判呢，他所做出的结论是最有能力的结论。
They never read Romans 8.
他们从来没有读过罗马书第八章。
Because when you come to Romans 8:31-39, this is the most powerful closing argument there ever was.
如果他们读过31节到39节的话，这才是。
Listen to what some have said about these words.
你们来看看，听听这里所说的话。
One said this.
有人这样说。
He said concerning this great passage.
对于这些伟大的经文。
We can no farther go, wish or think.
我们已经到了我们所能够。
Another called it the profound and colossal character of thought.
这里有另外一个人说，这里是最深的、最伟大的思想。
Another brother said, "There's nothing like it."
另外有一位解经家呢说。 从来没有任何一东西可以跟这个比的。
He went on to say it's transcending almost everything in language.
他继续说呢，这里所表明的乃是超越任何的语言。
That's quite a statement if you think about it.
我们想想看，这些人说这些话是非常的伟大的。
Another said Paul arrives here at the mountain hike of Christian experience.
有人说呢，保罗在这里呢。 到达了这个基督徒的疾风。
To me, this is the magnificent climax.
对我来说呢，这是非常伟大的顶点。
This is like in the orchestra, when you go to the orchestra.
就好像是在那个音乐厅里面，你听那个伟大的音乐。
And at the end, there's this grand crescendo.
在最后那个交响乐的时候，有一个和音。
Now I say this is one without any musical talent, like our sister.
我讲这个是并不表示说我有着音乐的气质或者训练。
But in the orchestra, you know how at the very end that music rises to its loudest pitch in that grand crescendo?
你知道到听交响乐的最后那一段呢，就是音乐的这个音调就是在最高的。
You know how it's so powerful and moving if it's done right?
如果交响乐演奏的对的话，那到了最后是非常的有能力的。You
know what it does?
你知道这个能够产生什么影响吗？
It brings the audience to their feet with standing ovation.
那观众呢，听众呢，就自然而然的能够站起来。Brothers
and sisters, this is the magnificent climax.
我们知道在这里所提到的呢，就是这样的一个顶峰。Spiritually
speaking, this should bring us to our feet.
用属灵的话讲呢，应该是每一个人都要站起来。In
praise and worship.
来赞美，来敬拜神。There's
nothing like it.
从来没有任何其他事情像这样一样。A
couple of things we want to look at today.
我们来看一些事。First
of all, the style of this argument.
我们来看看那个体裁是怎么写的。
I don't know if you noticed, but Paul wrote numerous questions in this argument.
你在这个这段经文里面，保罗是用这个问题。
It's question after question after question.
他用问题啊，接着用另外一个问题，问题堆在另外一个问题上。
Sometimes questions produce more doubt.
You, doubt?
Doubt. They don't
okay,
give the answer.
Okay. 有的时候呢，问题呢，没有答案的。
In this divine closing argument, we see the greatest questions.
我们在这个神所做的结论里面，我
And not only do we see the greatest questions,
我们看到最伟大的问题
but we see the greatest responses.
不但是我们看到最伟大的问题，也看到最伟大的回答。
And if the believer understands what's in the heart of these verses,
如果信徒能够真正摸到这段经文的中心的话
all doubt has to be replaced or removed.
所有我们心中的怀疑呢都应该消除。
And the end has to be the simple response, I am persuaded.
到最后呢我们只能有一个回应就是我深信。
I call this ultimate questions and ultimate answers.
我把它们称为总集的问题，总集的答案。
So this is what we'll deal with tonight.
今天晚上我们所提到的
The whole burden tonight is a single thought.
今天晚上的负担呢，就在这个思想里。
It's this thought that is so grand spiritually.
这个思想呢，在属灵的里面是太伟大了。
It's this thought that's so reassuring.
这是一个非常叫人令人信服的思想。
It's this thought that's so comforting.
是一个带来非常伟大的安慰。
It's this thought that God is for us.
这就是神若帮助我们。
That's the beginning of the closing argument.
这是在做结论的时候是第一个问题。
This is what the Apostle Paul brings at the end.
使徒保罗到最后的时候呢，第一个所提出来的就是神若帮助我们。
God is for us.
神帮助我们。
We're going to look at three things.
我们来看三件事情。
First of all, we're going to look at the first question.
我们来看到第一个问题。
I call it the unexplained question.
我把它叫做不需要解释的问题。
You'll understand in a moment.
你也知道为什么我这样称
它。Then what we see is the ultimate assurance.
然后我们也看到这个最终的确据。
And finally, there's a third thing we see.
第三件事情是
It's the unspeakable gift.
是说不尽的恩慈。
We're going to look at just these first two verses.
我们来读这个前两个两节经文。
So let's read these two verses again.
让我们读这个前两个经文。
What shall we then say to these things?
即使这样还有什么说的呢?
If God be for us, who against us?
神若帮助我们,谁能抵挡我们呢?
He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also With him, grant us all things.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗
So let's begin with the first point.
让我们来讲到第一点。
The first point is the unexplained question.
是不需要说明的问题。
Don't you think it starts a little confusing?
你不觉得这刚开始的时候就有点这个困扰吗
?It seems to me in this grand closing, Paul starts off a bit confusing.
在最伟大的结论里面呢好像他刚开始呢叫人有些困扰。
He says, what shall we then say to these things?
他说是即使这样还有什么说的呢
Now, have you ever read that and thought, what?Things is he talking about?
那你读到这的时候，你是不是问你自己说他到底在讲什么事呢？是什么事说的呢
？It's the opening of this great closing argument.
这是他在做伟大的结论的 开场白。
What shall we then say to these things?
我们还有什么说的呢？
Is he talking about what he just talked about in the purpose of God?
他乃是说到神的目的里面，说他所提到的先前的那些点吗？
Is he talking about all 8 chapters?
他乃是说到所有的八章经文吗？
I think this is a very important question.
这是一个非常重要的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is my view and not just my view.
这是我自己的观点。
I believe the Apostle Paul is looking back over this whole masterpiece of the first 8 chapters.
我是觉得他是在回顾这个八章经文里面的这个杰作。
He's looking and seeing God's case made for the glad tidings.
他乃是看到神怎样呈现福音的案子。
Look at Romans 1 verse 1.
让我们读这个罗马书第一章第一节。
Paul, bondman of Jesus Christ, the called apostle, separated to God's glad tidings.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Which he had before promised by his prophets in holy writings.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Concerning his son, come of David's seed according to the flesh.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是大卫后裔生的。
Marked out Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Now, if you take out all the parenthetical expressions, you begin to understand what the point is.
你如果读这段经文的话，你会掌握住他的说的话的重点是什么？
Much of these first four verses are parentheses.
我们知道这个四节经文里面有些话是括弧里面的话。
So if you read it without those parentheses, it reads like this.
你如果把这些括弧里的话取掉的话，要这样子读。
Paul, bondman of Jesus Christ, a called apostle, separated to God's glad tidings.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Concerning his son,
论到他儿子
，Jesus Christ our Lord,
我主耶稣基督。
That's the shortened version.
你知道这是一个缩短的说法。
This is the these things the Apostle Paul is speaking about.
这些乃是保罗想要说的话。
It's God's great glad tidings.
神伟大的福音。
Look at verse 16 and 17.
Let's 读，让我们读到第十六节到第十七节。
For I am not ashamed of the glad tidings, for it is God's power to salvation to everyone that believes, both to Jew first and to Greek.
我不以福音为耻，就福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
For righteousness of God.Is revealed therein on the principle of faith to faith, according as it is written, but the just shall live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
This is what the case is about.
这是神要呈现在我面前的案子。
It's a case for the good news.
乃是
It's a case for the gospel.
福音的案子。
It's a case for the glad tidings.
是一个大好消息的案子。
This is what it's all about.
这是一个他所说的话的重点。
Now when he comes to this case for the glad tidings, God has some dilemmas.
我们知道在神要证明他这个福音的案子的时候，神遇到一些难题。
You may not think of it like that.
你可能是不这样想。
You may think, if God is God, how can he have dilemmas?
如果你可能觉得说，如果神是神，他怎么会有难题呢？
I have dilemmas.
我们自己会有难题。
You have dilemmas.
你也有难题。
Joe has dilemmas.
韩弟兄也有难题。
But how can God, who is almighty, have dilemmas?
这位全能的神怎能会有难处和难题呢？
And he does.
但是呢，神有。
And what he does with these incredible dilemmas is the power of the gospel.
神所面临的难题乃是神的大能，神的福音的大能。
1 First of all, there is the dilemma of sin.
我们看到神要解决人罪恶的难题。
This is no small dilemma for God.
因为在神面前这不是一个小的难题。
What does a holy God, a righteous God, do with sins?
这位圣洁的神呢，怎样来对付罪恶呢？
What would you think he would do with sins?
你想想看，神要怎样来对付罪呢？
He cannot tolerate sins.
神不能容忍罪恶。
So you would think he would be done with man.
所以你会想说，哎呀，他一定是一下子把全人类解决掉了。
In these early chapters of Romans, we see the pitiful condition of man.
我们看到在前面的几章圣经里面，人在罪恶里面的那些可怜的光景。
Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
第三章二十三节就说到，我们众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Look at 24-26.
从24节再读到26节。
Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.Whom God has set forth a mercy seat.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
Through faith in His blood, for the showing forth of His righteousness, in respect of the passing by the sins that had taken place before, through the forbearance of God.
是借着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先是所犯的罪。
For the showing forth of His righteousness in the present time, so that He should be just and justify Him which is of faith of Jesus.
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
This is the incredible dilemma that God finds Himself in.
我们知道这个是神呢，发现他所要面对的难题。
He has to continue to be just.
他要一直是义的神。
He has to continue to hold up His righteousness.
他必须要保持他的公义。
But in the gospel of God, He also becomes the justifier.
但是呢，在这个福音里呢，他也是要称呼那些信主的人为义的神。
He comes up with this incredible plan to give His only begotten Son.
他在他神的就成就了这个救恩的计划，乃是愿意舍上他的儿子。
Who would have thought of such a plan?
谁能够想到这样的计划呢？
Only God could come up with such a plan.
只有神能够想出这样的计划。
To give the righteous for the unrighteous.
用公义的换不义的。
To give the sinless for the sinful.
用那个不是罪的来代替有罪的。
Brothers and sisters, in the gospel, the dilemma of sins is solved.
在神的福音里面，这个罪恶所带来的难题呢，被解决了。
That's what the Apostle Paul saw and was gloriously reacting to.
这是保罗所看见的，所以他在这个荣耀里面来回应这个。
When he said, "What then shall we say to these things?"
所以他说呢，即使这样，还有什么说的呢
？There's another dilemma God had.
神遇到另外一个难处。
Not only is there the dilemma of sins, plural,
不但是人有这个诸般的罪恶
but there's the dilemma of sin, singular.
我们神呢还要解决我们人所有的那个罪的权势
Not only must God deal with the actions of man,
不但是神要解决我们罪行
but God must deal with the nature of man.
神也要解决人的本性，罪恶的本性。
This is what is so incredible about the complete work of the gospel.
所以在神的福音里面，神解决我们的难事是完全的。
So facing this great dilemma, God comes up with another incredible solution.
当遇到第二个难处的时候呢，神呢也提供我们完全的救法。
In the dilemma of sins, plural,
在对付我们罪行的时候
It's the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督呢, 为我们死, 代替我们死。
In the dilemma of sin, when he comes to man's corrupt nature,
当神遇到第二个难处, 人的罪恶的这个本性的时候,
it's the inclusive death of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣暴露万有的死。
So we read these incredible things in Romans chapter 6.
所以我们在罗马书第六章里面读到这些话。
Notice what the Apostle Paul starts with in Romans 6.
请你注意这个保罗他怎样开始的,在第六章里。
He said, what then shall we say?
他说是这样怎么说呢?
Do you notice it's the same question he asked in his closing argument?
你知道这个句话是和他做结论的时候所说的话一模一样。
Surely this is what's on his mind.
当然这些在他的脑海里。
Surely he's wondering how God can do this wondrous work of the glad tidings.
他心中里面在想说神怎样来把福音成全呢?
Says in verse 5.
在第五节里。
Well, let's back up to verse 4.
那么读第四节。
Oh, let's back up to verse 3.
那么读第三节。
Are you ignorant that we, as many as have been baptized unto Christ Jesus, have been baptized unto his death?
岂不是我们这受洗归入耶稣基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗?
We have been buried, therefore, with him by baptism unto death, in order that even as Christ has been raised up from among the dead by the glory of the Father, so we should walk in newness of life.
所以我们借着洗礼归于死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样
For if we have become identified with him in the likeness of his death, so also shall we be of his resurrection.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Listen to these wonderful words.
请你听这个美妙的话语。
Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, that the body of sin, singular.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。 是罪身灭绝,这个罪是乃是单数的罪,说到我们的罪性。
Might be annulled that we should no longer serve sin.
是罪身灭绝,叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
For he that has died is justified from sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
So here is the second dilemma of God. He can deal with the sins of the past through the death of his son.
在我们所犯的罪性,过去的罪性呢,借着耶稣基督代替的死啊,他解决了。
But he can also deal with the sin of man, the nature of man, the corrupt nature of man.
这也解决了人本性,那个罪恶的本性,那败坏的本性。
Through the inclusive death of his son.
借助他那个暴露万有的死。
I don't know if you know this, but you are a sin factory.
你知道吗? 你是这个制造罪恶的工厂。
You produce sins.
因为我们可以制造罪恶。
It's part of your nature.
因为这是我们的本性。
If you were a dog, you would bark.
如果你是狗的话,你就会吼叫。
But you sin because you're a sinner, because it's your nature.
我们犯罪是因为我们是罪人,我们在有罪的本性。
So God in his wisdom deals with the nature of man.
在神的智慧里呢,他来解决人的本性。
This is what caught the apostles' attention in the magnificent work of the gospel.
这是保罗他所发现在救恩里面所有的伟大的工作。
This is the unanswered question.
这就是第一句,这没有 答案的问题,
what shall we say then to these things?
即使这样,我们还有什么可说的呢?
Then there's another dilemma God has.
神还有第三个难处。
There's the dilemma of self.
这个第三个难处是我们的自己。
Not only is the dilemma of sins,
不但是我们有罪行的难处。
Not only is the dilemma of sin,
不但是我们有罪本性的难处。
But the dilemma of self. In Romans chapter 7, Paul tries to explain how he tries and tries to overcome.
我们在第七章里面, 保罗告诉我们说, 他怎样努力地来克服,
Look at Romans 7 verse 7.
我们读第七章的第七节,
Notice the question.
请你注意他所问的问题,
What shall we say then?
第七节说, 这样我们可以说什么呢?
There's the unanswered question again.
我们看到这个没有答案的问题,
Is the law sin?
这个律法是罪吗?
Far be the thought.
断乎不是,
but I had not known sin unless by the law.
只是非于律法,
For I had not had the conscience of lust except by the law.
非律法说不可起贪心,
Look down at verse 14.
来读14节,
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am fleshly.
我们原始晓得律法是属灵的, 但是我是属乎肉体的。
Listen to this powerful conclusion the Apostle Paul came to.
我们看到保罗他说要做的结论是何等的能力。
He didn't just say, I am fleshly.
他没有仅仅说我是属乎肉体的。He
said, I am sold under sin.
他乃是说我已经卖给罪了。What
a dilemma it is.
这是我们所面临的何等大的难题。
For that which I do not own. For not what I will, this I do, but what I hate, this I practice.
因为我所做的我们自己不明白,我所愿意的我并不做,我所恨恶的我倒去做。
But if what I do, not will, this I practice, I consent to the law that is right.
若我所做的,使我所不愿意的, 我就应承律法是当的。
Now it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells in me.
即使这样就不是我做的,乃是住在我里头的罪。
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, good does not dwell. For to will is there with me, but to do right I find not.
我也知道在我里头,就是在我肉体之中没有良善,因为立志为善,有的我只是行出来,有不得我。This
is the third dilemma.
这是第三个难题。
This is a dilemma that God also deals with in the gospel.
在神的福音里面,神也解决了这第三个难题。
The Apostle Paul doesn't know what to do with himself.
保罗呢,他不晓得怎样对付他自己。
The Apostle Paul is beside himself.
他自己呢,对这个问题呢,没办法。
He knows the more he tries, the more he sins.
他告诉我们说,他试的越多,他犯的罪就越多。
And the more he determines to do right, he can't do right.
他越立志行善呢,他就越做他所不愿意做的事。
He discovers something's wrong with himself.
他发现说, 他自己有了问题,
Brothers and sisters, self is the problem.
我们知道这个我们自己啊,
but then,
at
the end of chapter 7, he arrives at a glorious conclusion.
到了第七章的最后呢, 他就,
Listen to this despair, if you will.
你们听听看他所说的苦楚。
O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me out of this body of death?
他说,我真是苦啊,谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
I thank my God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then I myself, notice the emphasis, with the mind serve God's law, but with the flesh serve sin's law.
感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了,这样看来, 我内心其实讲说我自己,我的内心顺服神的律。
Here he discovers release through the work of the Lord Jesus.
他看到在基督所完成的救恩里面呢,得到了答案。
Only the gospel is so powerful that he can deliver us from ourselves.
只有神的福音有大能来使我们能脱离自己。
I often say to people, you are your greatest enemy.
我常常跟人家说是,你是你自己最大的敌人。
It's no mistake after dealing with sins and sin that he came to his greatest enemy.
我们知道说这个 是其实不应该叫我们 太大的惊奇，因为他解决了罪行罪性，然后呢最后来到这个他自己。
But thank God there's deliverance in the gospel.
感谢神，神的福音里面有解决之道。
Thank God through Jesus Christ there's deliverance in the gospel.
感谢神，借着基督的福音呢，我们得到解脱了。
Thank God as we take up our cross and cooperate with the Holy Spirit, there's deliverance from self.
感谢神，靠着我们背起十字架来顺从圣灵，我们就能够从自己里面得。
And no longer is our emphasis like those in this world that say, I.
我们不像在世界上的人一样注重我们自己说我。
Our emphasis now becomes not I.
现在我们所注意的是乃是不是我
but Christ
是基督。
Well, there's one fourth thing.
还有第四件事。
Not only after all of this, we see the ruin of man and the restoration of man.
当我们看到神人类的这个败坏和这个神的救恩，
we see something almost unthinkable.
我们想到这个没办法思议的是
，Not only is man completely restored，
没看到神人呐、啊、整个被恢复起来
，But when we come to Romans 8:28-30， we see something even more incredible。
当我们看到第八章的二十八节到三十一节时，我们看到另外一个更高的让我们惊奇的是
，Listen to these verses。
让我们听这些经文。
But we do know that all things work together for good。To those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Listen to this incredible thought.
你想想看，这些这里面这话语里面所包含的那伟大的思想。
Because whom he has foreknown, he is also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son.So that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
他说预先所知道的就预先地下效法他儿子的模样，使他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
And here's the whole process of the glad tidings.
我们看到这些告诉我们大好消息，神的福音里面的整个过程。
But whom he has predestinated, these also he has called. And whom he has also called, these also he has justified. But whom he has justified, these also he has glorified.
预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义；所称为为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
This is what the Apostle Paul is speaking of.
我们知道这些就是保罗所要说的话。
It's too incredible.
太伟大了。
That man in his ruined condition would be first of all saved from his sins.
所以在人的败坏的里面，堕落的里面，他先得到拯救。
That man in his broken condition would be delivered of his nature.
从他的罪恶的本性里面也得到释放。
That man in his horrendous condition could be delivered from self and self-interest.
并且从他的自己的里面能够得到拯救。
But in the end, he has purposed that we would be conformed to the image of his own son.
最后呢，神乃是要我们呢和他的儿子磨成他儿子的模样。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗?
These things arrested the Apostle Paul.
我们知道这个保罗是被这些事情所这个吸引住了。
He could hardly take them in.
他没办法理解。
And when he came to this point, all he could say in reverence and awe was, What then shall we say to these things?
他到最后呢，只能说这些话，就是说，即使如此，还有什么说的呢？
And then he said what we could say to these things.
然后他就说到他能说的话。
Our next point, the ultimate assurance.
我们说到这个终极的确据。
This is what he said.
这是他所说的话。
If God be for us, who against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Think of it, brothers and sisters. So few believers really know deep in their heart that God is for us.
我们知道很少有基督徒啊，心中里面深处知道说神是帮助我们的。
Now he, think of it, he was for us in our broken condition.
你想想看，神是在我们的这个破坏的光景里面帮助我们。
He was for us when we were his enemies, it says in Romans.
当我们还做他罪人的时候，他就来帮助我们。
He was for us even with our corrupt nature.
在我们在罪性败坏的罪性里面的时候，神还在那边帮助我们。
And even though we're selfish to the core, in the end, this is the ultimate assurance, God is for us.
虽然在我们自私自利当中呢，这个是我们最大的拯救，那是神若帮助我们，神帮助我们。
These are breathtaking words.
这些是我们能够喘不过气来的话语。
I wish more believers really believe this deeply in their heart.
我呢和一些真正从内心里面相信这些话的人在一起。
Do you know God is for you?
你知道神是帮助你的吗？
I tell people, write it in your Bible.
我告诉人说，你把它写下来，在你圣经里面写下来。
Some people won't write in their Bible.
有些人呢不想在圣经上写任何东
西。But write it in your Bible.
但是呢也把这些话。
I tell people, write it on your mirror.
我告诉人说在你的镜子上写上这些
话。So when you wake up in the morning, you read these blessed words of assurance, God is for us.
所以你早上起来的时候，你就看到这个是我们有确据的话语，就是神帮助我。
And even more, write it upon your heart.
更是你应该把这些话写在刻在你的心上。
Brothers and sisters, these were the ultimate words of encouragement that Paul brought to us in his closing argument.
在保罗所做的结论里面呢，这是他来告诉我们最能使我们得帮助的有确据的话。
It was the summary.
这是一个总结。
It was the closing.
这是总结所说的话。
It was the ending of everything that he taught.
就是他所要说的一个结局。
Can there be any more conceivably more comforting words than these?
你能想到比这些所说的话更使人得安慰的话吗？
I do say again, many Christians don't seem to believe this in their heart.
我要说再说一遍，很多基督徒呢不相信这句话。
If we believed this in our heart, there would be a spiritual revolution.
假如我们真正从心里面相信这些话，我们的属灵上一定会得来复兴的。
This is the ultimate assurance.
这是我们所得到的最大的确据。
What ultimate assurance?
这是何等大的确据。
If God be for us, who against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Now many of you might stumble at that little word if.
有些人呢觉得这个这边有一个小字叫做
I think many of us are professional doubters.
有些人呢非常容易怀疑。
And so we never can get past the first word in the verse.
所以他们呢碰到这句话说假若或者是若。
When if you're like me, an engineer, I think sort of linearly in sort of straight order of things.
如果像我一样有这个工程师的头脑的话，就一直把事情看作一个直线。
And my first problem is I come to this word and I read, if God be for us.
那我就碰到这句话说是神若帮助我。
And for a moment, it takes my breath away and I begin to wonder, is God for us?
那我就会问到我自己说神真正帮助我吗？
I love what Brother Newell says about this.
有位弟兄叫做 Newell, 他说了这句话。
He said, if here is not a good word,
他说是若这个字呢在这里不是一个好的翻译。
Take your pen and write it in your Bible, it should be since God is for us.
他说是你用圣经啊你在写在你的圣经上写的说既然神帮助我们。
That's the ultimate encouragement.
这是最大的安慰。
What a second part of that phrase, look at it.
你看看这句话的第二段。
Who against us?
谁能抵挡我们？
Think about that for just a moment, brothers and sisters.
你想想看，就是用一段时间想想看。
If God be for you,
如果神帮助我们，
who can be against you?
谁能抵挡我们呢？
Who can be your adversary?
谁能成为你的敌人？
There is no adversary that can match God Almighty.
为神呢，从来没有一个人可以跟神作对的。
Who can be against us?
谁能够抵挡我们呢?
Not only is God for us, but God's ultimate power is with us.
不但是神的帮助我们，并且呢，他的大能与我们同在。
You know, when I think of God, I have to think of one thing.
当我想到神的时候呢，我通常会想到另外一件事。
He has no real enemies.
神呢，没有真正的敌对他的人。
Now you may say, Brother Kenny, you have poor doctrine, and some would agree with you, particularly in Richmond, by the way.
有些人跟我讲说，你有这个非常糟糕的神学。
You would say, God has no real enemies?
你说是神真正没有真正的对手吗？
Surely Satan is his enemy.
所以这个撒旦当然是他的对手了。
We would agree.
我们当然也承认这个。
But he has no real enemies.
So, 我们乃是说神呢没有真正的对手。
Let me explain this to you.
让我解释一下。
God could destroy Satan in a moment with the breath of his mouth.
神能够用他的口中的气啊，把撒旦解决掉。
Therefore, he has no enemies to compare to him.
所以呢，神没有一个真正的对手可以和他相对的。
But he has chosen to defeat this ultimate enemy.
神呢，用了一个方法要来解决他这个敌手。
In weakness as a man.
在人的软弱里面呢，
I think you see
解决这个敌手。
The Lord's temptation in the wilderness.
我想到主耶稣在这个旷野里所受到试探。
There's where Satan confronted the Lord Jesus so directly and so personally.
撒旦在那里呢，直接的来敌对我们的主耶稣。
You know the story. I don't need to tell you the story.
你们都知道这个故事，我不需要在这边重复。
But here in weakness, as the Son of Man,
在人子的软弱中，
He chose to defeat the enemy.
主耶稣呢？就得胜了，像他的敌对人。
God has no enemy his like or his equal.
没有一个对手呢是和他同等的。
So when we read these words, since God is for us,
所以当我们读到这个，神既然帮助我们，
we have this ultimate conclusion.
我们就能够有一个最大的一个结论。
Who against us?
谁能够抵挡我们呢？
Who then can be our enemy?
谁能成为我们的敌人呢？
If God is on our side, who can be our enemy?
如果是神在我们旁边，谁能成为我们的敌人？
Now the Bible makes it very clear, we have adversaries.
圣经里面告诉我们非常清楚，我们有敌人。
Satan hates us.
撒旦讨厌我们。
The world hates us.
这个世界恨恶我们。
And we have this great assurance that when God is for us,
但是我们在这里有一个最大的保证，乃是神若帮助我们，
nothing can be against us.
没有人能够抵挡我们。
Listen to these words in 1 Peter 5 verse 8.
我们来看看这个彼得前书第五章第六第八节。
Be vigilant, watch.
要谨守，要警醒。
Your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he might destroy.
你们的敌人撒旦就像一个吼叫的狮子。
The enemy is always coming against us.
我们知道这个我们的敌人呢一直在来欺负我们。
Revelation 12 talks about the accuser of the brethren who accuses us night and day.
启示录十二章讲说有一个控告我们的在昼夜在神面前控告我们。
But this is our ultimate encouragement.
但是在这里我们读到最大的安慰。
God is for us.
神帮助我们。
And this is the ultimate power.
就是最大的能力。
Who can be against us? 谁能够抵挡我们呢? Let me try to explain this. This is very important, brothers and sisters.
让我解释一下,
there are certain animals known as apex predators.
有些动物呢叫做 apex 是这个吃人的。
Your daughter is laughing. Either it's at me or maybe you, or maybe both.
是这个 a predator 是这个
they're apex, meaning the strongest. They
他们是最强的 掠夺者.
They have no one their like.
他们是最强壮的，最强盛的.
They have no natural enemy that can overtake them.
所以他们是在 自然动物界里面最强的，没有他们的对手。
And it doesn't mean they're invincible.
这并不表示说他们是无敌的。
Any natural thing can succumb to disease or whatever.
因为说自然界的所有的东西都要生病啊，都或者是这样。
But as far as the natural system of things goes,
像在自然界里面呢,
they have no one their predator, no natural predator.
所以没有一个人比他们更强盛。
That's what the saltwater crocodile is.
就是这个鳄鱼也是这样。
That's what the whale shark is.
还有这个吃人的杀人鲸。
That's what the electric eel is.
还有一个是发电的那个 泥鳅。
But that's not the point.
请教，这个不是重点。
God is the only one who has no enemies his like.
但神呢是没有他的对手。
And the ultimate assurance that comes from this closing argument is clear.
所以这个所做的结论呢是这样。
If God be for us,
神若帮助我们,
or since God is for us,
或者说既然神帮助我们,
none against us,
没有能够抵挡我们的。
The last point I want us to think about.
So 最后一点呢，我想和大家一同思想。
Not only is God for us,
不但是神帮助我们,
not only because of this, we can overcome because He is in us,
不但是因为他在我们里面，所以我们能够得胜,
not only can we say because of who is in us,
不但是我们说因为那在我们里面的,
who can be against us?
谁能够抵挡我们呢?
But the next thing we see in these first two verses is even more spectacular.
我们在这前两个经文里面所看到的有最后一件事情是更伟大的。
It's the unspeakable gift.
乃是说到说不尽的恩赐。
Listen to these words. Try to take these words in for a moment. Verse 32. He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him grant us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗？
This is the unspeakable gift.
这是说不尽的恩赐。
This is the ultimate proof.
这是一个最大的证据。
This is the ultimate proof of God's love.
这是对神的爱的最大的。
He who yea has not spared his own son, but given him up for us all.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。
How shall he not grant us all things?
岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗？
The unequal proof.
这个是一个没办法对称的一个证据。
There's no proof like it anywhere.
任何一个地方找不到和它一样的证据。
You know, in our society, we use the word love pretty loosely.
我们在今天在这个社会里面，我们常常讲的爱非常。
It's without cost.
非常轻松地讲这个爱。
And it's without proof.
这个爱呢，我们所讲的爱是没有这个不需要代价的，也没有证据的。
Real love,
真正的爱呢？
Divine love,
神圣的爱呢？
God's love,
神的爱呢？
Is never without cost,
是一直带着代价的。
And it's certainly not without proof.
而且一直要有证据的。
Here is the ultimate proof.
这是最终的一个证据。
How do you know God is for us?
你怎么知道神帮助我们呢？
There's one thing you can say that erases all doubt that God is for us.
有件事情能够把我们一切的怀疑都除掉，知道说神确实是帮助我们的。
All you have to do is think He gave to me His only begotten Son.
只要你想到神把他的儿子
，the only
赐给我们，独生儿子赐给我们
，His darling.
他的心爱
，the one through whom he made all things，
借着他，他创造了万有。
If he gave his only son，
如果他把他的独生子赐给我们
，that is what Paul is saying is the ultimate proof。
保罗乃是告诉我们，这是一个最大的证据。
It's unequaled，
没有办法用其他任何事情和他比较的。
Paul tried to tell the Corinthian believers something about giving.
保罗呢，想和格林多的教会的弟兄姊妹说到这个给予的事。
In 2 Corinthians 8 verse 24,
在格林多后书第二章，第八章，对不起。
He said, show therefore to them before the assemblies the proof of your love.
在神众教会的面前显明你们爱的证据。
God shows us the ultimate proof of His love.
神在这里呢，把他最大的证据，他爱的证据赐给我们。
In my version, in verse 32, it says this.
在我的版本里面呢，三十二节是这样说
：He who yea has not spared His own Son.
在他的版本里面呢，他这边有个口叹惊叹号，神既不
，sorry brother，
要 continue。
In other versions, there's this little word even。
在别的版本里面，把这惊叹号翻成这个甚至。
This is the assurance。
这个是给我们的很大的保证。
He who even has not spared his own son。
神既甚至不爱惜自己的儿子。
I think of that hymn, How Great Thou Art.
我想到这个一个诗歌叫做《伟大的神》。
It was an old Scottish poem years ago.
这是这个 Scottish 的一个诗歌。
It was put to music. Did I say something funny again?
No, because I didn't translate Scottish.
Scottish.
Scottish, yeah. Scottish is, Sugarland.
I got it. I think I have it. How great thou art. This hymn was made popular in America in
1951. 这个诗歌呢，在1951年呢，变成非常流行的、这个、
some of you may remember that are older.
可能有些人呢记得就更
it was at the,
更老的日子。
It was at the Billy Graham Crusades right here in New York.
你知道从那个 Billy Graham 的那个他的传福音的聚会，在纽约的传福音聚会。
George Beverly Shea sang this hymn 99 times at those meetings.
在那个传福音的日子里，在纽约传福音的日子里面，这位这个唱诗歌的弟兄呢，唱了99遍这首诗歌。
And listen to this one verse.
请你听这句话。
And when I think that God His Son not sparing,
当我寸度神不恋差遣爱子
，send Him to die, I scarce can take it in.
来为人死，实在为人难以领会。
That's what the Apostle Paul's dealing with.
这是保罗他所想的话。
Even gave his only son.
神甚至把他的独生儿子赐给我们。
The hymn goes on.
然后这个诗歌这样子说。
That on the cross my burden gladly bearing.
在十字架上他背负我的重担。
He bled and died to take away my sin.
流血与水呢解决我的双重罪。
So often in personal prayer and worship.
这是一个非常亲切的。
I've uttered those words, and when I think of God, His Son not sparing, I scarce can take it in.
他说的时候说，当我思想到神不怜惜他的儿子为我死啊，我实在是难以领会。
I think of the story of Abraham and Isaac.
我想到这个亚伯拉罕和他的儿子以撒。
You know the story of Abraham and Isaac in chapter 22 of Genesis?
你记得亚伯拉罕他的儿子以撒在那个创世纪22章的故事吗?
Abraham, take your son. Notice the emphasis, thine only son.
神说,亚伯拉罕,你要带你的儿子,你的独生儿子。
And he was instructed to go to the mountain.
神叫他去一个山上。
To make an offering of his only son.
把他的儿子奉献当作活祭,当作祭物。
Can you imagine for a moment?
你能够想象吗?
What must have gone through the patriarch's heart?
他的心里面所经过的那个思想和挣扎。
Here is God's gift.
以撒是神给他的礼物。
Here is God's pedigree, heritage.
这是神要借着亚伯拉罕建立的这个整个家族。
And yet, when he laid him upon the altar,
当他把他摆在这个祭坛上的时候,
out of obedience, he raised the knife.
他在他的顺从中呢, 举起手来拿着刀子的时候,
and you know the story. He was about to plunge the knife into the breast of his only son.
他那个正要呢,用刀呢,就来这个刺那个以撒他自己独生儿子的胸腔。
And the angel of God said, Abraham,
那个时候,正在那个时候,天上的天使跟他说,亚伯拉罕,
do not harm the boy.
不要在童子身上下手,不要害他。
Think of the paradox.
你想到这里的所有的这个矛盾吗?
What God did for Isaac,
神对以撒所做的,
in sparing his only son,
在,
Abraham's only son,
在免去以撒的死,
he would not do for his only son.
但神对他自己的独生儿子呢,
it seems to me that the angel stopped the knife.
在这里呢, 我们看到天使呢, 停止了这个刀, 拿着手的刀,
but when it comes to the Lord Jesus, the knife was not withheld.
但是在主耶稣身上呢,这把刀呢,没有被停住。
And I think of these words.
我就来想到这些话。
He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with us? With him grant us all things.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗？
Here's another one of my favorite hymns.
有另外一个我所喜爱的诗歌。
I don't know if you know this hymn.
我不晓得你知不知道这首诗歌。
But it's, O Christ, what burdens bow thy head.
就是在73首叫做，哦主，什么是你头垂。
Listen to what the hymn writer captured.
你看到这边这个作诗的人怎样来抓住那个福音的情感。
Jehovah bade his sword awake.
耶和华将他的刀抽出来，沾满的血。
O Christ, it woke against thee.
这把刀是为着基督。
Thy blood the flaming blade must slake.
那么这个刀呢,要来,要击杀的。
Listen to these deep words.
请你注意到这些话。
Thy heart its sheath must be.
说你的心呢,必须要被刺透。
All for my sake, my peace to make, now sleeps that soared for me.
都是为了我，使我能够在平安中安息。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
this is the closing argument.
这是神所做的结论。
God is for us.
神帮助我们。
Who against us?
谁能抵挡我们呢?
Yea, he who has not spared his only son,
神既不爱惜自己的儿子,
but given him up for us all,
为我们众人舍了,
how shall he not with him grant us all things?
岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们吗?
This is the unspeakable gift.
这是一个说不出、说不尽的恩赐。
It's not only the unequaled proof.
这不但是唯一的证据。
It's not only the ultimate proof.
这不但是一个最大的证据。
It's the unspeakable gift.
这也说到说不尽的神的恩赐。
2 Corinthians 9:15 says this.
在第二章，在这个哥林多后书的第九章的时候这样说。
Thanks be to God for His unspeakable free gift.
他这样说，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Here's the assurance.
这是我们所得到的一个。
Here's the assurance of the closing argument.
这是从 神所做的结论里面所给我们的这个确据,
if he has not withheld his only son in giving you this unspeakable free gift, will he withhold from you anything?
神既不爱惜他自己的儿子为我们舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白赐给我们？
One brother said this.
有一位弟兄这样说,
he said, giving us his best.
神最好的赐给我们,
his all, even Christ,
把他所有的给我们,
shall he give us his dear son,
他会把他的儿子给我们吗?
And then hold back trifles,
他既然把他的儿子给我们, 他会留住一些不重要的事情吗? 不给我们吗?
Trivial thing,
那些, 比较起来,
listen,
岂不眼的不起眼的事。
Listen to Colossians 3 verse 11.
我们读到那个哥罗西书3章11节。
To me this is a beautiful verse.
这是一个非常美丽的一段经文。
It says, but Christ is everything and in all.
它这边说到是基督是一切又在个人之内。
This is the ultimate assurance to us.
这是一个最大的确据。
Think of it. What God is saying is, I have given you everything in Christ.
那神所说的话乃是这样，我把一切在基督里都给了你们。
What is not included in everything?
那么神说我把一切给我们的时候，哪一件事情不包括在里面呢？
Everything is everything.
所有一切就是所有一切。
As a matter of fact, there's a phrase that goes over and over in the book of Colossians.
在那哥罗西书里面有一个话一直出现。
That's that wonderful phrase, all things.
我们知道这边一直讲到说,
when you read Colossians, you read all things.
你读哥罗西书的话,
over and over.
你去读到这个一切是一切是,
Christ is everything.
我们知道基督是包括一切。This
is what God gave us.
这是神所给我们的。This
is the divine closing argument.
这是神所做的最后的结局。结论。This
is the unspeakable gift.
这是说不尽的恩赐。Brothers
and sisters, I hope you get some sense of the depth of these verses.
弟兄姊妹们，我希望你们能够感觉到这个这句话的深度。
The enormous encouragement there is for us at the end of Romans 8.
在罗马书第八章的最后呢，给我们的那个伟大的确据。
The Holy Spirit could have left these 9 verses out, and it wouldn't have diminished all the doctrine that preceded it.
如果圣灵呢，把这最后的九节圣经啊挪掉。 那么，但是对于这整个 中心思想真理来说呢，没有任何的影响的。
It was like the Holy Spirit said, I have one more thing to say to you.
就好像圣灵说，我最后呢，还要再说一些话。
To make you understand the depth of what I've done.
让你们知道这个我所做的事情的那个深度。
To make you understand the height of what I've done.
让你们知道在福音里面所有的那个高处。
To make you understand the breadth of what I've done.
让你们知道这个有何等的长。
And to make you understand the width of what I've done.
让你们知道是何等的宽。
God is for us.
神若帮助我们。
I hope you see better what this unexplained question is.
我希望今天你能更明白这个没有答案的这句问话。
What shall we say then to these things?
既然这样，我们能够还有什么可说的呢？
We see the ultimate assurance.
我们看到最大的确据。
Since God is with us.
因为神与我们同帮助我们。
We see his ultimate power.
我们看到他的最大的能力。
Who against us?
谁能抵挡我们。
We see the unequal proof.
我们看到这里面是没有办法这个对比的这个证据。
He who even has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all.
他既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。
And we see the unspeakable free gift.
我们也看到这个说不尽的恩赐。
How shall he not with him grant us all things?
岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？
This is the first point the apostle makes in this closing argument.
所在保罗做最后结论的时候，就是他所做的结论的第一点。
It's a tremendous point.
这个是一个非常伟大的。
I'm glad he started with this point.
我很高兴他从这一点开始。
Because this point begins to erase all doubt the believer might have.
因为这一点呢，把基督徒里面，信徒里面所有的怀疑都除掉了。
He begins by saying, God is for us.
他告诉我们说，神帮助我们。
That's the power of his closing argument.
这是在他做的结论里面非常有能力的结论。
When he ends this closing argument, our response should just be one response.
当我们读到最后的结论的时候，我们只能有一个回应。
I am persuaded.
我深信。
Thank the Lord for his word.
感谢神，读着他的话。让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we commit these thoughts to you.
主啊，我们把这些思想再次带到你面前。
We pray that your Holy Spirit would breathe upon them.
我们祷告，愿你的圣灵来向我们吹气。
Lord, we feel in ourselves a certain inability to express what's in your word.
我们发现我们里面没有办法把你的话语表达出来。
But we know the Holy Spirit is able to make it real.
但是我们知道圣灵能够使他这些话成为真实。
He's the one you said you would send to us.
圣灵乃是那位你应许说要打发在到我们这里来的。
He's the one you said will remind us of all the things you've said.
圣灵乃是你来要差遣来让我们能够想起你说的一切的话。
He's the one that will dwell in us.
圣灵乃是那位住在我们里面的。
And make these more than just words on a page.
你的话不但是字句写在圣经上的。
He will make them reality in our hearts.
圣灵乃是要把这些话在我们的 里面成为实在。
Lord, seal to us what you've spoken.
当愿你叫做你话语来成全我们。
And bring it into greater clarity.
让我们能够更清楚地明白。
For we ask this together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，我们一同来祷告。阿门。